see if I got it. Sorry, Wade. Jack just walked on top of you. Go ahead, Wade. Try it out.
No, I wasn't keying up. I think you had it.
Okay. Well, in this case, is there any other station wishing to join the party?
WSDJ 347. Joe down here in Shelby.
No, I'm getting made fun of by my coworkers, which is fine, because we make poop jokes all day long. Anyways, it is what it is. It sucks, Jack. It really does. I haven't taken my general. You know, once upon a time ago, Jack, I was good for 20 words a minute on Morse code. But then they started stripping Morse code away from everything. You don't even need Morse code for a general exam anymore. And I, after my stroke, Morse code is garbage. So I don't know what to say about that. It is what it is. I hope you do success better. The thing I don't like about those VE sessions are they tend not to tell you what you got wrong. And that's terrible. Because it to me, if I failed the exam, they told me what was wrong, I would study that, and I would know the information. The FCC built the amateur radio license examination so that you could build equipment and do operations with dangerous shit and be safe about it. And, you know, same thing with GMRS, but they expect that we are all right with a 40-watt radio and a 110-volt mains going into a power transformer that makes 12 volts. That's okay. But when you get a ham radio and you got 1,500 watts, and you're available to talk on microwave frequencies, if you start getting warm up by your... go ahead. Wait.
Yeah, didn't they get rid of the Morse code, within the last 10 years, maybe?